McCabe had been expected to retire this year, but we're told he is stepping down immediately as deputy director of the FBI.
I can tell you none of this decision was made by that of the White House. In any specifics, I would refer you to the FBI, who I believe will be making a statement later today.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's your deputy director of the FBI is now stepping down, although the reporting on this changed from abruptly stepped down to was forced out.
Yeah, even stronger than that, I think it swung, because New York Times earlier was saying widely expected move, he steps aside, and that was quickly corrected to be a little more abrupt than that.
It's after the Christopher Wray, who is the director of the FBI, saw the 4-page memo. Now, this is Brett Baer was just down with us from the Fox News Channel and says this, that Mr. Wray saw the 4-page memo that the House Intelligence Committee is expected to release at some point, to vote to release. This is a 4-page memo that would be outlining the great malfeasance of the FBI and federal intelligence officers concerning the investigation into Carter Page and some of the other people around Donald Trump and an abuse of the FISA warrant and that, at least as Republicans are printing it, Democrats on that committee are saying that everything was done exactly as it should have been done. It does seem to be a pretty political state document that is going to come out here. But the story that is being spun in conservative media is this, that Christopher Wray saw that yesterday, saw that 4-page memo by the Republican on the Republicans, Nunez memo, essentially, on the Intelligence Committee of the House, and then came back and told Mr. McCabe it's probably in his best interest to step down while he can still retire. Mike Monaco.
How are you?
Attorney at law.
You remember that Sessions was trying to encourage Wray to fire McCabe, and Wray threatened to leave the FBI rather than to fire McCabe not long ago.
Correct.
And so I'm surprised that this is accurate, that it's just this 4-page memo that was written by Nunez that is strictly cherry-picked the issues that are most helpful to the Republicans, apparently, on this, according to the Democrats, according to Schiff, because Schiff is apparently writing his own for the Democrats, mm-hmm. part of the Congressman Schiff, who's also on that committee, who's trying to write his own response to the Nunez.
Correct.
Nunez is the guy who, remember when he ran to the White House claiming he just found mm-hmm. some mm-hmm. secret information, and that he got from the White House?
Right, and he didn't share it with his own committee. He went right to the White House and then came back, then stepped aside. He recused himself, but never actually recused himself. And Nunez was part of Trump's transition team.
Right, so he's hook, line, and sinker in with Trump on this.
Right.
And the fact that they're doing what they're doing, that is to say that the president of the United States is trying to undermine the effectiveness of the FBI and the Justice Department, is so outrageous in this case. I mean, there are like a dozen things that he's done already that seemed, at the time he did each one of the things, you think, well, he's not going to do that. Oh, he did do that. Wow, that seems like obstruction. This seems like obstruction. Everything he's done that seemed like obstruction with respect to this investigation. Even claiming that, remember when he rewrote his son's, he made up the excuses for his son's meeting with the Russians?
Yes.
I mean, it's just amazing what he's done.
Do you think the House memo should come out and the response as well? Is that good for all of us to sort of take a look? The public gets to see whatever is not going to harm any sort of national secrets or issues, you know?
Well, that's a good question. Matter. Of course, somebody from the Department of Justice sent a letter to Nunez saying it would be completely reckless for him to do that, to expose apparently secrets, but without having seen what was in the 4-page memo. So it's hard to say. But
it's coming out, and the Democratic response
does seem that way.
The Democrats have their own version,
and that'll come out too.
That should come out too. Now it'll be interesting if they only allow the Republican one to come out, and not the Democratic one to come out. That will find its way to the light of day.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
I'm sure
the New York Times will end up finding a way to publish that.
Well, just like in the Senate, when the senator from California released the was it Steele the dossier regarding the fellow from the company that hired Steele.
Right.
Yeah, and that that was obvious. I mean, it's just
amazing. Well, that actually wasn't a piece of that was a piece of privately produced intelligence. So it wasn't covered under any of the secrecy laws of the United States.
But the senator did not wait for the Republicans to.
But once the Republicans release theirs, it will then declassify all the germane issues.
Right. Right.
And so Democrats can respond to those issues because they have been released.
I mean, I just saw the movie The Post.
Yes.
Mm, what did you think?
It was fabulous.
Did people applaud?
Yeah, did they stand up and cheer?
It was fabulous. And you just see Nixon. It's interesting. They have the real voice of President Nixon.
The audio from the president.
Exactly. Right. Where he's blasting the Washington Post. It's not unlike our current president.
Right.
You know, it's just scary.
It is.
It's so simple. So exactly similar. It's scary.
It will be. Once this comes out, I think that Republicans, by creating this clearly pointed response, that they're dying to get out because they would like to diminish whatever is going to come out of the Mueller investigation. They would like the Mueller investigation to seem like it is completely political and therefore neuter it. You know, or drown it in the bathtub before it gets out of the bathtub. This is
which is really anti-democratic, anti-American. What they're doing, what that effort is.
What I'm waiting for a Republican to stand up and come out of this fever dream.
Yeah.
And go, wait a second. If this were the other way around, we'd be out of our minds.
I know, exactly.
We'd be asking that the Democrats who are trying to protect their Democratic president from potentially committing a crime be jailed themselves.
Exactly.
Right? Isn't that what Republicans...
Exactly.
And when did Republicans become anti-law enforcement?
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
I mean, and
that
this
they're the ones seeking to undermine the effectiveness of the FBI. It's amazing.
Right.
And
that's not to say that there aren't bad investigations. But
investigators, which I think,
right.
When people just even read those text messages, I think there's enough there to say that these two particular individuals,
well, you know, the FBI,
but they moved them when they found it,
and they're entitled to have an opinion.
Well,
they're not, once you become an FBI agent, you're not disallowed to have an opinion, a political opinion. Now, in this, and McCabe's wife ran for office. He got approval for her to run for the office, the state senate in Virginia. He got approval from the FBI for her to do that. So, I mean,
still, do you think, is that the person who should be part of the Clinton email investigation? I mean, you're in court all the time. Don't federal judges, even if there's an appearance of conflict, even if you could be impartial, you step aside, don't you?
But they
have
moved
any connectivity?
That guy out, though.
He was part of the Clinton email investigation.
At the time, right. That's
there's
true.
There's no doubt about that. And I'm not saying that he couldn't be impartial. I don't know him. I don't know what his role was and how he conducted himself on that investigation. But
if your wife, or your husband in this case, were running for office, are you responsible for his political affiliations?
I think in this case, yes, you are. I think if you have any link, even if it's your former firm, if it's a friend, if it's anyone, I think in that type of situation, you are.
Well, certainly it's unfortunate that happened in this case, since this is the biggest case in America at the moment, and that and McCabe had that connection to his...
Okay, so McCabe's out.
McCabe's out.
So McCabe's out. I mean, as of right now, McCabe is out. And whether he's pushed aside or whatever, they're going to release this memo. The question is this. If Mueller finds connectivity between... by the way, the centerpiece of McCabe here, what we're talking about is what is ostensibly the reason for removing him is because he suggested that they continue a foreign intelligence surveillance warrant against
Carter Page,
who at the time Donald Trump had said was one of his foreign policy advisors. It appears that Carter Page was already under investigation by the FBI.
For connections with the Russians.
For connections with the Russians.
Right. That's what they have. The FBI has a lot of discovery, okay, that's secret, mm-hmm. where they have picked up telephone messages and conversations and communications between the Russians in America and the Russians in Russia.
Right.
And that's how Flynn got into trouble. That's why Sally Yates went over to the White House to say, you can't have Flynn in this job. You got to be careful. Flynn is compromised. And so what do? They fired Sally Yates. almost the next day.
Right.
And so it's like,
this is the issue. So the issue is, well, you can't be listening in on Americans. They're only listening in on Americans who are talking to foreigners in a foreign land.
Right.
Right. And they're talking to those foreigners in a foreign land. This is like saying by the same token, if Osama bin Laden had called a guy in the United States and was talking to him, and you said, well, why are you investigating this guy who's talking to somebody?
All of a sudden, the Republicans are concerned about the surveillance.
Right.
All of a sudden. Really.
Because it's going after their guy and they want their tax cut. They got their tax cut. This is the moment. You got your tax cut.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not going to get... Let me tell you something. There's diminishing returns now.
Yeah.
And you see, the problem is you can see how fragile. To me, the thing that is most scary about this is you can see how fragile democracy is.
Oh, for sure.
That obviously you get one guy who has decided on his own he's going to be the arbiter of all things.
Right.
And the Constitution can just go straight to hell. Now, people would make this argument about Barack Obama. I heard this argument. I remember the guys hold on a second. I remember the guys with the three-corner hats that were standing with their pitchforks and their signs in 2010, right, talking about because health care seemed to be by taking the federal government and applying it to the healthcare industry and then requiring people to actually carry their own health insurance. This was an aberration of the Constitution, and therefore the whole thing should be canceled, and the federal government is a total overreach on their part. And this guy, how dare this guy? Remember the pictures of Barack Obama with the Hitler mustache on him that they were carrying around? Remember that? That was all that. Now,
I don't remember.
Flash
that.
Forward.
I
remember very little
just
of what
look
you
it
actually
up.
Say.
Obama with
honest.
Hitler mustache.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me search that.
But I'll say this. The Republican...
Wait, let me finish my point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My point is this. That was the great crime of the late 2000s into 2010, 2011, right? And that was the thing that led to the 2010 wave election and 2012. What we have here now is not that. What we have here now is clearly a president who wishes to change the system, to decentralize the power from the other branches of government and from the institutions within the executive branch and reassemble it under his control in the White House. It's clear. This is not about healthcare reform or Obamacare or anything like that.
It's more personal.
This is personal,
right.
And this is very, very, very dangerous.
Well, I see two of the congressmen, two Republican senators are now prepared to have a pass a bill to support Mueller's.
It's not constitutional. You can't do it.
Hold on. You can pass a bill that would protect Mueller from being fired.
How?
How not? You think because the president has power over him?
Because he's part of the executive branch. Mueller operates at the pleasure of the Justice Department.
And if they pass a law, if the Senate passes, now who's to say whether the president will sign it, but if that happens, okay, they're talking about it today, so I'm assuming they've thought this out, that they can do it. But it strikes me that if they, just have the effort alone, mm-hmm. would send a message to the president. The president tried to fire him already. President tried to fire him last summer, and the
only way to do that is to bring him into the Senate, is to take the Mueller investigation once he gets fired, because that's next, by the way.
Yeah,
this is, you can see this happening. McCabe is gone, Rosenstein will be gone within a week or two, and then they're going to go after Mueller. And at that point, the only way they can do it is if the Senate, that it seems to me, and you're the lawyer, I'm not,
takes over the investigation.
But if the Senate takes over the investigation, uses Mueller.
Well,
that's the only way to protect Mueller. You can't protect Mueller. You cannot. The Senate cannot pass a law.
They can protect them?
To change the executive branch, to try to affect what the executive branch's powers are, right?
You would think so.
That would require a constitutional amendment. It would not require an act of law.
I just think if he fires Mueller, there's a constitutional crisis, and you just don't know how you can.
We're getting close to that right now. It seems to me.
Yeah, before you get to the Mueller firing,
right
now you have one.
Right. I just, you look at what Mueller's doing. So,
all right, stop. We're going to find this out on the other side.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Mike Monaco is with us. Oh, Tom Petty. Nice tribute to him last night at the Grammys.
That was probably one of the nicer parts of the Grammys last night.
I thought the Grammys was great last night.
You liked it?
I love the Elton John thing with Miley Cyrus.
They're resurrecting her image, are they not? And the
she wasn't naked last night. She was wearing a beautiful ball gown.
Lovely gown.
You can sing. We're putting you with Elton John. He's going to fix you.
It worked.
All right, but let's get back Mike Monaco's with us to the issues at hand here. You just said you think that we're getting close to a constitutional crisis. Yes. Can you explain that?
Yes, because not unlike Watergate, where the president was going behind the scenes, trying to undermine the FBI, trying to undermine the Washington Post and other
institutions,
exactly. This president is doing things that no other president has ever done, I don't think. I mean, Nixon tried to do it, and this is outrageous what he's doing. Because, you know, you want, as a country, you want the people to think that law enforcement is doing a good job. Not that they're against the America. The same thing with what did he say about the media? He said the media was America's enemy. That's the worst thing a president could say.
Yeah. Well, I want to stop. Why were people mad at Barack Obama? They were mad at him about health care. They were mad at him about executive orders.
You seem to be missing the biggest reason they were mad at him.
No, well, yes.
There were people,
there are certainly people who were mad at him.
And those people voted for Trump.
Yes, okay. But let's just go back to policy here for a second. Let's just pretend for a minute that it's about policy.
Okay.
Because that was the argument that was made.
Okay.
That policy was about health care. It was about all these things that he was doing by executive order, and if it was so important, why don't you do it by law? Well, there have been two major legislative things that this administration has been able to get done in the last year. The rest has been done by executive order, and tons of it by executive order. Right. So it's gone. It's slid. All the stuff that you were mad about with Barack Obama has been undone. Okay. Now, you can be happy about that. There's been tax reform. You can be happy about that. There's a conservative on the Supreme Court. You can be happy about that. All of those things. The lasting legacy is going to be a stripping down of the guardrails that exist in the government that protect from corruption. And when a president is upset that the investigative services are going after him, for A, whether or not he's involved with a foreign government to start with, which is, you know, that investigation, if that gets halted in midstream, creates a constitutional crisis. There are some other things that are going on here, too. There's a judge that's willing to take on an emoluments case, potentially, against the president, because he has not separated himself out from his business.
Not at all. Every week he makes money. For himself.
And he can promote his own brands by going to his, you know, we're going to all those places. All right. That tells me I got to go. But that is an issue.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Mike Monaco. Yes, it's the Rokan Show. Yes, it's...